self-neutralizing home permanent, and White Rain, the wonderful new lotion shampoo that leaves your hair sunshine bright, bring you transcribed a crime letter from Dan Dodge. Dan Dodge, portrayed by motion picture and stage star Myron McCormick. Dan Dodge, the most daring private eye, reveals to you his most private crime letter.
Daniel D. Dodge Limited.
Are you answering the phone or announcing a train?
Oh, it's you, Dan. Sorry. It's a Sherlock Holmes influence.
Sherlock Holmes? That's fly by night.
Don't say that, Dan. I just took the book back to the library. Anyway, I've decided once again that you and not Sherlock are the world's greatest detective.
You're not just pouring Doyle on the troubled waters.
Oh, cross my heart. Did you solve it, Dan? Did you figure it out?
It was elementary.
Your logic is relentless, Dan.
You know my methods, little prom girl. Open the notebook. Poise the pencil. I'll be by before you can say Sherlock Holmes with a report he would have entitled The Case of the Clever Corpse, or The Matter of the Murderer's Diary, or The Affair of the Sinister Snapshot, but which you and I will refer to sensibly as The Runaway Redhead Caper.
Well, he's quite shocked, of course, but he did say you were amazing.
Huh?
And I agree, of course.
Of course.
Really, Dan, who would have believed it?
Careful, careful. Don't give the plot away. Are you prepared for action, woman?
Yes, sir. Pencil, sir? Notebook, sir?
At ease. To Dr. John Watson, copy to Detective Lieutenant Riley. Dear Watson, it was a quiet, drizzly afternoon at Daniel D. Dodge Limited. The only sounds in the office were sizzling sputters in two different keys. One from a steam radiator and the other from my effervescent secretary, who was curled up in a corner with a book.
Dan, listen to this. Sherlock Holmes eyed the visitor narrowly, then before the man could speak, said, "Beyond the obvious fact, sir, that you've done manual labor, take stuff, are a Freemason, have been in China, and have done a considerable amount of writing lately, I know nothing about you."
Hmm, not bad. How did he figure it out?
Observation. He's amazing, Dan.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you ought to read some of this. It might help you.
Happy goodbye, Mr. Dodge.
That's right.
Sorry to intrude. I realize, sir, that I'm a complete stranger to you.
Indeed you are, sir. Beyond the obvious fact that you're a medical man, a bachelor, born and raised near Edinburgh, served in the British Army for 10 years, moved to St. Louis a few years ago, and are here in New York in search of a missing niece, beyond that, I know nothing about you.
Dan, how did you ever...
My good man, you amaze me. I never met you in my life.
Elementary, elementary. The trained eye not only sees, but observes. This way, doctor.
Huh, thank you.
Dan.
What's that?
Daniel D. Dodge Detective Agency.
Hello, Cora.
No, this is the office of Daniel D. Dodge.
Oh, no, it isn't, Cora. These little guys are so confusing, aren't they?
Well, I...
I was just calling my sister, Cora. She has so much trouble with home permanence, and I was going to tell her I had just had a prom. And it turned out just so grand and was really so easy. Why, it was...
Oh, I have a prom, too.
Oh, do you? Isn't it marvelous? No fussing with complicated directions. I just love it. I just got to try and get Cora again and tell her goodbye.
Good luck. What a radio commercial she'd make. Hello?
Hello, Cora.
He doesn't have the luck. And now back to the Runaway Redhead Caper, a crime letter from Dan Dodge.
Dictate my report, and don't accuse me of kicking the format around. I realize I didn't call, but things went along swimmingly.
You mean it's all over, that you've arrived at the solution?
Well, let's say I pulled up at third base. Riley can take it from there. We'll put the snapshot to the report.
Is this the key to everything, Dan?
More or less.
Gee, Wilkins, a boy, a girl, and a boat. Dan, it's amazing how you can observe and deduce things from other things when... Well, I can't even...
Quick, Susie, the pencil. Ready?
All right, Dan. But, how did
you... To Dr. John Watson, Hotel Francis, copy to Detective Lieutenant Riley. Dear Watson, because of your prior involvement with Riley and my own innate modesty, I am withdrawing from the case and placing a copy of this report to... Susie!
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Dan.
What now?
I was observing. I was trying to make some deductions from the picture like you did.
Later, sweetheart. Let's put it aside for now.
The girl is the outdoor masculine type, right?
You couldn't be wronger just because she's sitting on a rock out in the air.
Not that. She buttons her coat on the wrong side.
Huh?
On the man's side.
Oh, that's very good. Well, we'll play some more after we finish the report. Dear Watson, because of your prior involvement with the...
I've got that, Dan.
You may go, Susie. Out for a cup of coffee, anything. Here's a dime.
Oh, what's the matter, Dan? Did I say anything?
You did.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Never mind, dear. Just go. Leave me alone with my picture.
You mean she isn't the masculine type, Dan?
Go.
Oh, all right, Dan. But I'll be back...
Take your time. Find a triple feature somewhere. This is Dan Dodge again. I just talked to you about the Norwegian motor ship, Aurora.
Oh, you're the one with the picture.
Yeah, the processing outfit pulled a boner, printed it with a negative reverse. That means the Aurora was coming in, not going out.
Well, that makes a little difference.
How much difference?
I've got the report here. Laid up for repairs at Moore Dry Dock in Newport for 6 weeks. Came in on the 21st of last month.
And there you are, Watson. As I said at the beginning, it was elementary. Period. Very truly yours. Well?
Nothing.
Don't look so self-satisfied.
Oh, well, after all, Dan, I did prove I have an analytical mind. I looked at the picture, I gathered in the facts, and I made my deduction.
Very good, but don't get drunk with power.
Oh, don't worry, Dan. But now that it's all over, tell me, why did she button her coat on the wrong side?
That sounds more like my girl. Off with you.
But you didn't answer my question.
Susie, the typewriter.
Here it is, Dan. Three copies.
It's so good, Susie.
I made a mental note while I was typing, Dan.
Oh, what does it say?
Oh, a minor question. It's one of those tiresome details, but I thought you might have explained who took the picture.
Huh?
Well, Ginny and Miss Sutherland were in it, Dan. Who took it?
Oh, well, it was one of those gimmicks on the camera. You pull a lever back, it runs quick, and pretty soon it snaps itself. And that, sweetheart, is our last deduction for tonight.
But, Dan, you still haven't explained why she buttoned her coat on the road.
Sweetheart, we have a partnership, you and I. You with your flying fingers and me with my big flat feet. Let's keep it that way.
But aren't you ever going to tell me?
I'm going home now. I'm going to have a nice shower and a cold drink, and then maybe I'll call you and we'll stretch the thing out together.
Well, all right. Good night, Dan.
Good night, sweetheart.
Join us next week at the same time for another transcribed crime letter from Dan Dodge, who says...
The mystery of the African jungle. A murderous villain aboard a ship full of wild animals. A fabulous jewel. A beautiful woman. These are some of the ingredients in next week's exciting crime letter, which I call the Beryl Green Caper.
Crime Letter from Dan Dodge, a White Rosenberg production written by Harold Swanton and starring Myron McCormick with Shirley Eggleston, Leon Janney, Arlene Walker, Stuart McIntosh, and Cliff Hall, is brought to you by Prom, the new, easier, self-neutralizing home permanent, and White Rain, the wonderful new lotion shampoo that's